You're listening to the home of cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk right here on LA Talk Radio. You just found the very best in original talk radio broadcasting on the internet. It's LA Talk Radio. We say what we want. You're listening to On the Couch, with Dr. Michelle on LA Talk Radio.
And good Friday morning to you all. You are officially on the couch with Dr. Michelle. That's me, your friendly psychologist. Happy day. Hope we're going to have a great one together. I know we are. I have a fabulous guest today. And of course, I'm going to be trying to answer some of your questions that you've written me, which you may do so, by the way, at any time. Let me first of all tell you about my website, which links up to latalkradio.com, where you're at. Keep it right here. Now, my website is drmichelletherapy.com, drmichelletherapy.com, drmichelletherapy.com. And then you can find out more about what I'm about. You know? Yeah. It's all about positively changing your life. Mm-hmm. It's detoxing from the drama. So you can get a little bit more about what I'm about on my website. Or if you have any questions for the show, comments about guests, issues going on, you can find me at docmichelle@AOL.com. That's my email address, docmichelle@AOL.com. Now, I've had a lot of responses saying, ooh, goody, can't wait to hear your guest today. Because my guest is author Rick Gurman. He's one of the authors of the book, Living the Law of Attraction. Yeah, I have so many people who come to see me in my private practice who are really into this. A lot of the principles, of course, explained after the Law of Attraction concepts in The Secret. And I've been learning about the Law of Attraction from what are called the teachings of Abraham. You may have heard, channeled by Esther Hicks and facilitated by her husband, Jerry. They've been around a long time. And like I said, a lot of the teachings have also been shared in the book, The Secret. I think everybody's read or heard about. If you watch Oprah, it's been around a long time. And a lot of other enlightened authors. We talk about teachers like Dr. Wayne Dyer and, you know, the woman who really started the Hay House, you know, whole publication company is Louise Hay and her stuff. But it's about manifesting things in your life. It's about what you think and feel is what you attract, basically. It's the physics thing. And it's true. But anyway, we're going to be talking in just a little bit to Rich Gurman because he wrote this book to help folks learn and understand better the principles of the Law of Attraction. And also he tells stories, which are really cool, personal stories about people. And we'll get into that in just a little bit. Now, again, if you want to comment about this, or if you have any ideas yourself or any experiences you'd like to share, you can find me at docmichelle@AOL.com, and that's D-O-C Michelle with two L's at AOL.com. And what we can do is we can share these stories, you know, on the air together about your experiences, because I'd love to hear that. Also, if you have any relationship questions, any other thing like that, I'd love to hear from you, and we can get into it. So let's see if we can log on to our caller right now on the air live and see if he's there. Good morning. Is this Rich Gurman?
This is he.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm fantastic. How are you?
I am very well, thank you. It's so great to talk to you.
It's so great to be here. Thank you.
Oh, good. Hey, you know what? Loved reading your book. You know what was so cool, what I really liked about it? I like that, number one, in the beginning, that you really reviewed the main principles of the Law of Attraction. So I think that really helped people out a lot, you know?
Great. No, I love it. Yeah,
and
totally.
Also, I really got a feel for a lot of the other people who have been into the law of attraction and have really followed the steps and the suggestions that you give and changed their lives. So what's so cool is that, you know, these stories that you include, and there's so many. I mean, they're about people who've experienced joy, success, and changes in like weight loss, sports, fitness, business, careers, happiness, manifesting desires. I mean, everyday miracles. And I loved the way these stories were presented because I think they'll really help readers to kind of get and attract the life they would like. And they're going to in some way resonate with all these individual stories.
That was the point. I think sometimes, you know, people go to a seminar or they see a speaker, they get all motivated, inspired, and then they go home and they forget what they learned, and they're like, right. Oh, that was that guy or her, you know, she could do that, but I'm not, you know, I'm different, and he had this charmed life or whatever, and,
yes.
You know, the truth is, as you and I both know, when you get to meet most of those people, they're just like everybody else anyway, but
oh, yeah.
I think from the book standpoint, people can really relate because these are just regular people that we found literally all around the world that learned the same stuff and you know, implemented it. That was the key. They implemented it and it did make the difference for them, and their lives are great as a result.
Oh, I think so, and obviously. And so, you know, let me just also give credit to Robin, who co-wrote the book with you as well.
Robin deserves all the credit.
Oh. Well, I don't know about that. Did you? So she co-authored the book and helped with the stories and helped really kind of write the foreword and everything. Uh huh. And
yeah, you want to hear? I can tell you a funny little story. About
I'd love
how
to hear a funny
be,
little story. Yeah, cool.
So I was literally sleeping. I had a dream, not like an idea or a vision, but I literally had a dream one night.
Yeah.
And in that dream, I wrote a book.
Uh-huh.
And I woke up, and I was like, oh, that's a good, you know, I like that idea,
right.
Write a book. And I've always been a pretty good writer, quite honestly, but I never knew exactly what to write on.
Yeah.
So that same day, the next day, you know, I woke up, I'm in Southern California like you, and my sister Robin lives in Orlando. I happened to be on the phone with her that day, and I said, Robin, I had this really weird dream last night. I dreamt that I wrote a book.
Yes.
And she goes, oh my God, I got a great idea for you. I said, what? And by coincidence or not, she had seen the movie The Secret the night before.
Right.
And to be honest with you, I've been teaching Law of Attraction. You know, I didn't really call it Law of Attraction 8-10 years ago, but I've been teaching these principles for a decade now.
Yeah.
And for my sister, it was like, it was, seeing The Secret was a massive awakening. It really was.
Yes.
It was like, oh my God, like a light bulb just went on for her.
Right.
And she says to me, she goes, I got a great idea. She goes, why don't you write a book of Law of Attraction stories, kind of like a chicken soup type of book.
Right.
She goes, you know, it's one thing to see The Secret, but people like stories, go out and collect stories and write this book.
Oh, yeah.
I said, Robin, I said, that's a great idea. I said, let's do it.
Cool.
She goes, what do you mean, let's do it? You know, she never, she didn't want to be part of it. I'm like, it was your idea. I'm not going to steal your idea. I said, let's do it. Plus, I knew I didn't have the patience to go out and find all the stories, and she's way more detail-oriented than I am.
That's
so
great.
It took me about 60 seconds of convincing, and then about a minute later, we partnered up, and over the next year, we went out and collected stories from people all around the world and put it all together, and bam, got ourselves a book.
That is so awesome. I mean, how nice. I mean, and I love the idea about the dream. I mean, what do you think was up with that? That was pretty cool.
That's where most of my inspiration comes, either when I'm sleeping in the shower or in meditation. I don't take claim for any ideas I ever come up with. They all just kind of come.
What is up with the shower thing? I'm totally with you on that. I invent things while I'm in the shower, and I go, my God, that was brilliant. And I get out and I go, maybe not. But I mean, what is
exactly
up with that? Is it just kind of being? Is it just kind of being in the now? It's that beingness state where you're not focusing on anything but the warm water falling on you, and you just allow that thought to come in. I guess
that's exactly what it is.
Same thing
exactly,
with the dreams.
Exactly.
Yeah. Same thing with the dreams too. And you know, if you're into the subconscious, which I know the law of attraction people are not into the subconscious; they're more into the not conscious of. Thinking about it, right? You have to be very conscious about what you think. But so I really am getting what inspired you to write Living the Law of Attraction. Basically, you've been into this for 10. What really got you into it originally, like 10 years ago?
That's a good question. I think that most of my adult life, I've just been committed to, I just like to learn and to grow and evolve. And I just, I don't think I was ever like a seminar junkie, so to speak, but I certain things that would hit me that I liked.
Yeah.
And it just, as I started to study the mind and how our minds are basically all crazy, I think is a good way to put it. And
yes.
Like, we can't necessarily control the thoughts that come into our head. Who knows, like to dream, where does that come from?
Right.
You know, we can't necessarily control what comes into the mind,
yes.
But we can control what stays.
Yes.
And I'm very, very much into energy and consciousness and how our thoughts really create our reality. And
mm-hmm.
it's kind of fun. It's, the mind is crazy, yet it's like part of being a human. So it's just fun to kind of study it. Where most people are totally controlled by it,
yes.
It's more fun to control it.
Yes, exactly. No, it really is. And, you know, I was talking to someone the other day about the chaos theory that, you know, in chaos, there really is order. So, but
that's
we have to really focus on creating our lives through the thoughts. So getting to that, you know, you define the law of attraction as how we attract into our lives anything that we give our energy and attention to. Right.
Yes.
So can you kind of elaborate on that for people who are just listening to? By the way, if you tuned in, I'm interviewing Rich Gurman, the author of Living the Law of Attraction here on LA Talk Radio. So sorry about that.
So that's a good starting point. To me, I mentioned the word energy a minute ago. To me, it's all about energy. Everything that I do, all the work that I do with my clients is about raising people's energy.
Hmm.
My belief is this: you're doing it as you're listening and talking. I'm doing it as I'm listening and talking. Whoever's out there listening right now, we're all doing the same thing, and that is we are putting out a constant stream of energy. And I came up with this new little equation recently that says high energy equals high thoughts equals no fear.
Like that.
And the idea. Yeah, so I'll say it again. High energy.
Yeah.
The idea is when your energy is high,
yeah.
Your thoughts will follow. You'll naturally think high thoughts, good, positive thoughts.
Right.
And when your thoughts are high, the fear just goes away.
Right.
And I think you and I could both agree there's so much fear in the world right now.
Yes.
So how do we get out of that fear? Focus on raising your energy.
Okay, and so, which leads me to the next question. Working on that energy, and you describe that there are kind of like six steps to manifestation in the attraction process, which is really raising your energy a little bit. And it sounds kind of
yep.
New Age, you know, let's raise your energy. But it really is, you know, it's physics, baby. It all works. And maybe you can talk about some of the tools that you suggest that
yes.
readers can use. How, you know, the first step. You say, feel good. That's raising the energy. Feel good. People go, yeah, right. I've done all those mantras and I've done all those affirmations, but I just can't convince myself that I feel good.
It's funny that, a couple things you brought up there were good. Number one, I like the fact that you want to talk tools, because to me, I like to consider myself to be somewhat of a philosopher, but philosophy will only get you so far. We need tools. We need to implement things into our life or else nothing's going to change.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other thing is I don't consider myself at all. Maybe I am. I never really think of myself as like new agey.
Mm-hmm.
I consider myself very practical and very much a realist living in the real world.
Yes.
Do I meditate and things like that? Absolutely. But I'm in the world, baby. I'm out there living, using this stuff, everything that I talk about. So step one, as you said, is to feel good. And the bottom line is this. My belief is that we all need to make feeling good our absolute number one priority in life.
Mm-hmm.
Feeling good is where it's at. If you're not feeling good, I mean, here's what I've discovered after a decade of coaching and literally 16,000 coaching calls.
Okay.
We all want the same thing.
Right.
You know, why do we want, you know, somebody might, part of maybe we can talk in this interview about, you know, setting intentions and, you know, what do we want?
Yeah.
Well, whatever it is that you want, be it a great relationship or more money or great health or whatever it is that we want. When
right.
we dig deeper into why we want what we want, I'm very clear on one thing, and that is we just want to be happy.
Right.
We want to enjoy our experience of life. We want joy.
Right.
We want love. We want all these things.
Right.
It's about being happy. And the bottom line is if you want to be happy, you got to feel good. That's why I go back to energy. When your energy is high, you naturally will feel good.
Yep.
So I'll share, I know our time is a little limited, but I'll give,
if
I could share one tool that I think really people could take away, it's this.
Yeah.
And there's parts of it, so I'll break it all down. So the tool is basically to have a powerful morning routine.
Okay.
The idea is when you wake up in the morning, you want to block out at least an hour for you.
Okay.
For what I call good selfishness, meaning a better way to say it might be self-care, self-love.
Uh-huh.
I think most people wake up in the morning, what do? They turn on the news, they read the paper, they drink coffee, they do all these things to fill their mind and body with
downers. Sad
yeah,
stuff.
I'm glad you said I was gonna swear. Maybe I can't swear on the show, but
oh,
we
can.
Fill our can I?
Sure, go ahead.
We fill our mind and body with junk.
Yeah, yeah.
And when our mind and body is full of junk, you know, the light of our soul can't shine. Our energy is low.
Yeah.
That's what most people do. So what I recommend is the opposite, and is to black out an hour to do the following things.
Okay.
And again, it's all designed to raise your energy. It's designed to cleanse the mind and the body.
Okay.
So here's what I recommend in a morning routine.
Okay.
Number one, some form of exercise.
Mm-hmm.
When we wake up in the morning, it's an amazing thing is watch, as a human being, our heart is beating naturally when we wake up.
Right.
Our lungs are breathing air, right?
Yep.
But, especially as we get a little bit older, our metabolism does not start on its own.
Yes.
And the key to being healthy and vibrant and thin and whatnot is a high metabolism.
Right.
We need some form of exercise to start the day.
Yep.
It gets our energy up. We
it
might not
really
like
does.
It, but once we do it, we feel good.
No, we
and
do.
This is all about feeling good.
That's right.
So some form of exercise.
Yep.
Followed by some form of meditation.
Okay. Now, a lot of
and
people go, ooh, that's scary meditation. Do I have to go,
yep.
Oh, and I can't focus. You know, my mind's
no,
all
don't.
Over
there's
the
all,
place.
There's
and, you
all
know.
Kinds of meditation.
Okay, cool.
And, you know, I happen to be a meditator, so I like to meditate for, like, a long time. But
cool.
Even if it's 5 minutes of just sitting alone, quietly going within, making that conscious contact to whatever you believe, you know, call it God or the universe or whatever you believe. I think we can all agree there's an energy out there that created and sustains our life. It's just making contact with that.
Yeah.
And for people that are open to that, I don't know if you can guide people to my website. I actually have a free daily meditation that's called the Daily Meditation for World Peace that we have people all around the world that meditate.
Oh, that's
it's a 5-7 minute meditation people can check out.
Oh, that's nice.
So some form of meditation.
Mm-hmm.
So you've got the exercise followed by meditation.
Mm-hmm.
And then this is a great tool that I want to share.
Yep.
Something called the 10-10 exercise.
Okay. Write this down, folks.
Write this one down. The 10-10,
okay.
You'll like this one,
yeah.
Is basically in the first hour of the day, you're going to create two lists.
Okay.
The first list is the 10 things that you are feeling grateful for that morning.
Okay.
So you're going to write out whatever you're grateful for. I'm grateful for my mind, my body, my soul, my home, my husband, my wife, my girlfriend, my boyfriend, my children, my parents, my dog, my friends, my health, my money in the bank, whatever it is that you are feeling grateful for, you write it down.
Okay.
And the idea is, it doesn't matter how you feel when you wake up,
right?
You start thinking, focusing on what you're grateful for, you're going to start to feel good. It's impossible not to.
Right, because
and
you're
everyone has
thinking
things to
about
be grateful
those.
For.
Yeah, you're thinking about those. What I find with clients who come in to see me, and I'm into, let's talk about what you're grateful for to just kind of jumpstart them, you know, if they haven't done
yeah.
that already, you know, with our session. And they start analyzing.
Bingo.
They start analyzing. They go, well, maybe that's really too petty. Maybe I should be more. And I'm going, don't even
exactly.
analyze your gratefulness. And just what are you feeling good about in your life right now? What is really good that makes you feel blessed or peaceful or whatever in your life right now? Whatever it
totally.
Is.
Like I said, the mind is
yeah.
kind of nuts.
Yeah.
And most of our minds will be thinking 100, maybe 1,000 things at a time.
Yep.
And 99% are not good. So the gratitude list is focusing on, I got to find that 1% that feels good.
Yes.
So the first list is the 10 things that I'm grateful for.
Okay.
The second list of 10
okay.
is the 10 things that you want in your life. The 10
uh-huh.
things you want to create, attract, manifest, whatever you want to call it.
Wow.
10 things that you want.
Okay.
So the idea
yeah.
is you mm-hmm. start with gratitude.
Okay.
I look at my life today. Oh, my God, I've got this. I've got that. I've got all that. I've got love
yeah.
around me. I got friends. I got family. I got all these great things.
Yeah.
And at the same time, I want more. I want
yeah.
this. I want that. And the truth is you can write anything on these lists. There's no rules here. I don't typically on my list of intentions write down, oh, I want to make $1 million, you know, next
right.
Tuesday or anything like that.
Right, right.
It's more about a state of being.
Uh-huh.
I want to feel good. I want to be joyful. I want energy. I want to be surrounded by love. I want great health and safety for me and all my loved ones.
Right.
It's all about feeling good.
Cool.
So
okay.
the idea is you create a powerful morning routine,
mm-hmm.
first hour
mm-hmm.
of the day. You exercise for your body. You meditate to connect with your soul. You do the 10-10, which is a great mental exercise. It gets you mentally, physically, spiritually, emotionally ready for the day. And if we hung up right now, that's the only thing we talked about today. I believe that if people implement that,
yes,
their energy will go up, their thoughts will go up, they're beginning to be feeling good, they're in the joy of life, and that's the whole key.
That is cool. That really is cool. And I think, and it's just a matter of getting into it, almost like a habit. You have to just, it's hard getting going. And it's hard, like you said, everybody pops on the TV and here's all the negative financial news and the healthcare problems. It's kind of, don't feel yourself.
No, you nailed it. You nailed the word. It's all about creating a habit. We are all a product of our habits. Most people just have bad habits.
Yeah.
This is a habit. Take it on, and it becomes a habit. And people, everyone that in my world that takes that on, even just the 10-10, they love it. They do it every single day.
Yeah.
In fact, I would challenge everybody who's listening, just try it. The whole morning routine's great, but at least do that 10-10 for the next 30 days.
Yes.
And just watch what happens.
The 10 things you're grateful for, folks. And don't analyze it. Just put it down. I don't care if it's your dog or the beautiful tree you're looking at right now, or whatever it is, you'd be grateful for that.
Simple.
Yeah, simple. And then like Rich said, the 10 things that you would like in your life. And it doesn't have, I mean, what cracks me up is people start analyzing that too. Well, you know, I'd really like to make $2 million if I'm, you know, cool, write it down. Whatever. You know. Can people reach too far sometimes, do you think, with their wishes or their...
Oh, actually, that's a good point. I think that, like, when in my book, when I talk about these six steps, and I do a lot of teleseminars and things like that where I talk about it, what I say to people is, test it. Test the process and start small.
Yeah.
You know, maybe you want $2 million. Start with $100. I want to manifest $100 in the next week. Start small to prove to yourself, oh, this stuff actually does work. And what's cool is the universe doesn't know the difference between $100 or $2 million. And what happens is you realize, oh, I can get, I can manifest one date, let's say. Well, if you can manifest one date, you can manifest 100 dates, or you can manifest, like, the person of your dreams.
Yes.
There's no difference to the world. Only our mind will create that limitation.
It's really true. And that's a really important point. You know, the universe doesn't know the difference between the projection, whether it is a small amount of money or whatever you're thinking about, a relationship or relationships, joy, peace, happiness, how much can you get? The moment you put that into thought and knowingness, it's going to come back to you. But you have to stay steady and not have any resistant thought, you know, which is so important.
Well, I think this, I think it's almost unrealistic to think we'll never have resistant thought.
Yeah.
I have them all the time, and I spent my whole adult life working on this stuff. They still come up. The key, and I probably would have, I'll say this now, it'll come up again, I'm sure.
Cool.
The key is belief.
Mm-hmm.
The key is you have to believe in you. When I take on a new client, and you probably maybe do the same, Dr. Michelle, the first thing that I'm looking for is how much does this person believe in themselves?
Yeah.
And my job really is to figure out, you know what, they're at about a 50% belief, let's say, and that's you know, average person, let's say, that might even be high, but let's say it's 50%.
Yes.
My job is then to help you get from 50% to 100%. Once you believe in you, then, like I said, your energy's high, your thoughts are high, there's no fear, and it's like, you realize the power you have as a human being, and you can have anything that you want. So it really boils down to having a strong belief.
Yeah, I think that is so important. It's about being okay and believing that you are worthy and that you're good and that it's okay to get what you'd like, you know, and...
Yep.
Anyway, so let's
no, well, let's stay there for 1 minute because
okay,
I think
cool.
you just hit it.
Okay.
The number one, here's what I see. People have a current reality, like your life is what it is today.
Yeah.
And hopefully your life is good, but we, as a human being, we have desire and we want this over here. We want more, we want better, we want greater relationships, more love, more health, etc.
Yeah.
When I look at, okay, what's stopping you? You're at point A, but you want to be at point B. What's the gap? What's getting in the way?
Right.
The number one thing is what that word worthiness. We don't feel worthy of having point B, that dream life.
Right.
It's amazing. And that's really what it boils down to is how do we get beyond that?
Right. And, you know, it's interesting. When I talk to folks in my practice, I'm not a big psychodynamic kind of person. I don't like to go back because all that does is kind of bring up the old icky stuff and perpetuates it. So what I say is, acknowledge what happened. how you felt less than because of whatever your upbringing. But now, right this moment with me, we're going to take a new step and go forward. We're not going to look back and say, I am that person. You are the person right now in this moment, which is feeling better and moving on, you know?
You know, I got to say this. I'm really glad you said that because I think a lot of people in your field are very much focused on the past. And not that that's wrong, but it's almost like, okay, the more I stay back there, the more I'm going to keep getting that, which I don't want anymore. So one of my strong beliefs is that the number one thing that you got to focus on, and you know, you don't have to do anything, but the number one thing I would advise people to focus on is focus on your desires, not the situation that gave birth to the desire. Because that's what people do. They're like, okay, I want this over here. But then all they're doing is focused on the past and what happened to them when they were younger, or this person did that to them, or they had money, then they lost it, or this guy beat them up, or whatever it is.
Yeah, exactly.
They're in that low energy of the past versus focusing on the desire and the feeling of how will it feel when I have that desire.
Right.
And that's the key. You got to get into the feeling of what you want. That's why step one, again, is what? Feeling good.
Exactly. And it's in the now. Now. So change it, folks. Now. You're feeling crappy? Okay. Segue back into the good stuff. Find what feels good for you.
If you're not feeling good, you are not in the now. Your spirit, your soul, the essence of who you are, hopefully you're listening with that part of you right now, your heart, is in the now. In the now, everything is perfect. There's no problems.
Yes.
All the problems exist in the past, and that's pure ego. Your ego lives in the past. Your spirit is right here, right now.
Oh, that's cool. I like that. I love that. Because, you know, in psychology, we hear ego described in so many different ways. But I want to get on. Okay, so we're exercising. We are doing the 10-10 steps. And we are meditating. And we're trying to get into the now and feeling good. So step two is really what you're talking about now, is setting forth that intention, you know, to kind of declare it, put it out there. What things do you want? And that's pretty much, right, step two.
That's totally it.
Okay. And folks can do that by doing what?
So, it's funny. Most people, I'm clear, don't really have an idea what they want in life.
Right.
And to me, this is a simple step. It's just a matter of take the time to focus on it. Like, sit down, get out of your TikTok normal life.
Right.
Grab a yellow scratch pad, go to the beach, go to the park, lock yourself in your room, wherever, whatever you need to do, and just start writing.
Right.
Create, you know, life to me is like you have this blank canvas in front of you. You can create and have anything you want. You just got to decide. So write it out. Most people, I think, especially today in today's world, are so caught up in survival that they forget to really think about what they truly want. I see this with a lot of the women. Most of the people I work with are women, which is very, very cool for me. I have no problem with that. And they get, I think women are such loving, giving people that sometimes they forget, you know, they're mothering, they're taking care of other people. They forget to, like, stop and say, wait a minute, what the heck do I want in this life?
Right. Interesting. Okay. So it's also feeling worthy and get your intentions, kind of figure out what really stirs your passions, what things really make you feel good. And that will continue on an ongoing basis. And they change. You can change.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Oh, yeah.
So, and then you talk also in step two about our deepest fear, which we talked about as well, that we are inadequate, that we're not worthy. So we're working on what we do want and then work through we do deserve it, right? So step...
We can break this whole... Yeah, go ahead.
No, you go. You go.
I was just going to say, we could really break the whole thing down into three steps.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll talk about them all if we have time. But the first, as I said, is the focus on what you want.
Right.
I'm sorry. Break it down this way. Focus on your desire, not the old story, but the new story. Focus on what you want.
Mm-hmm.
The second thing is to increase your energy, which is the focus on the person you're being, which is strengthening your belief in yourself. As your belief goes up, the fears, the unworthiness, the resistance melts away.
Mm-hmm.
And then that takes us to the next step, which is the action piece.
Take inspired action. Yeah.
Yes.
And how do we do that?
So action is critical. It's funny. I always kind of make this joke. If I had my way, I would just sit and meditate for about 12 to 14 hours a day and just bliss out all day, and everything I would want would just fall in my lap. Well, what I know is if all I did was meditate all day, at some point they're going to come take my furniture away. So we got to take some action. And I do think this is where a lot of people got let down by The Secret or Law of Attraction, whatever,
right,
because they didn't hear that part.
Right.
And here's what's cool. When you do the first two steps correctly, mm-hmm, when you are feeling good, mm-hmm, and you are knowing what you want, step three, the inspired action, it just happens naturally.
Yes.
I'm feeling good.
Yep.
I know what I want. Man, I just go out there all day, and I'm just looking for opportunities to help people, to make a difference and whatnot. And it's not like, you know, does this feel like work to you right now? No, this is play.
And
that's the goal. Am I working? Am I playing? I don't know. I'm just in the moment doing life. So
yes,
that's inspired action.
Yeah. Oh, okay. So you're just being, kind of.
Yeah.
Right? So the
being,
life,
but in doing too, though. There's a doing, definitely a doing piece.
Okay.
But you're in the moment and you're just doing it. To me, the goal is like life is just like this this continuous state of being in the moment, and it's just pleasurable moment after pleasurable moment.
Yeah, I
That's
agree.
The goal.
Folks, by the way, if you just tuned in, you are listening to my special guest, Rich Gurman. He's the author, co-author, by the way, of Living the Law of Attraction, which is exactly what it's about. And we're going through the steps so you can do so and really kind of get your life together. And it's utilizing the principles, which Rich is describing about the Law of Attraction. The other principles, as you said, that are described in The Secret, which, of course, is not a secret anymore. I just wanted to ask you a question. I do have people who come in and see me, and they go, well, how can I take inspired action? I have this job, which really sucks. My boss is kind of a nag, but his butt's on the line for his job, so he has to be like that. I get it. But it's, I'm counting the hours, and I'm trying to get through this job every day, but I have to make money for my family. And so how would you respond to somebody like that who's trying to feel good, you know, trying to get rid of that line between work and play and trying to just be and enjoy an icky job?
Great, great question. So obviously there's a part of me that wants to just say, quit your job, and, you know, but that's not realistic. And as I said at the beginning, I am a realist. So my belief is this. I have a lot of people that come to work with me. Mm-hmm. They're in that situation.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And to be honest with you, here's what I'm telling people in today's world.
Okay.
Keep your day job.
Yeah.
Pay your bills. Support your family. Breathe, you know, be able to breathe. Because a lot of people are like, well, I got to get out of that situation. And then they put themselves in a worse situation.
Right.
So what the truth is, when you focus on raising your energy and feeling good, even in that situation, the situation will dissolve.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we need to take responsibility for our role and why we don't like that job or the boss is an idiot or the coworkers are a pain in the butt.
Right.
It has a lot to do with you.
Exactly.
So you got to follow the same steps. And the point is, though, does that mean you're going to stay in that horrible job forever? No way.
Right.
I did the same thing. I got out of a job that did not work for me.
Cool.
I did exactly the same thing. I was in a job. It was doing what I do now, but it was with another company.
Mm-hmm.
Energy, not good, didn't feel good. One day made a decision. I can't do this forever. I got to make my move.
Yes, yes.
So what did I do? I kept my job, but I moonlighted, and I built up my business on the side,
built it up,
strengthened my belief in myself, everything that I'm teaching here, talking about,
mm-hmm,
and then one day I just said, I'm gone.
Yeah.
So keep your, especially in today's world, and I took a leap literally in October of last year when the financial world was just crumbling.
Oh, God, yeah.
I said, I'm out of here. I couldn't do it anymore.
Right.
And everybody could do the same. Keep the day job for now. Learn to like it the best that you can.
Yep.
And start looking. Create a side business, an internet business, or whatever it is that you really want to do. And the ultimate goal is, you know, to do what I think you and I do, and that is to really love what you do. I mean, we're very blessed, and
really
everybody
are.
Should be so blessed. And you can if you really have that desire.
No, it's really true. No matter what you want to do, you know. But you're right. I mean, there is a practical part of life, and you know, we do have to keep up with things. But all the same, while try to make kind of the best of it that you can, while you're manifesting other stuff in your life, you know.
Bingo.
What I love is step five, and this is. But let's do this quickie on step four, because it's a hard thing for me personally, and I hear for a lot of people. It's called releasing the how. In other words, how is this thing going to manifest out there in the universe that I'm waiting for? How? What am I going to see? Who's going to come to me? And who's going to give this to me? And who's going to... That's so hard because we're always trying to, you know, we're striving for something and we're planning. Okay, if I do this and I go to school and I do this and I meet this person and I put all these recipes out there and... But I never get callbacks. But I never get the. How is this going to manifest? So this is so hard.
So I love that. To me, I do. I actually have a whole 8-week class where I go through all these 6 steps in detail. It's a pretty popular class, and the most popular of all the 8 weeks is I do a whole talk on releasing the how.
Cool.
And people love it because they're basically, I think we're all a bunch of control freaks.
Yes,
We want to control exactly how it's going to happen.
Exactly.
And I'll give you the short answer, and again, I do a whole talk on it, but the short answer is it ain't your job.
Okay.
It's not your job to figure out the details of the how. In fact, if you get stuck in how things need to occur, it will kill your intention completely.
So you work on what you want, your intentions, you're focusing, you're doing the best you can, and you're constantly kind of imaging it and working on it. But then when you start, when people will call you, I wonder if this is the one that's going to make me rich. I wonder if this is the person that's going to give me. So what you're saying basically is, and what I've learned from, you know, Abraham or Esther Hicks is that, you know, that's resistant thought. When you start trying to figure out what the how is going to manifest, you're putting that big brick wall up because the universe is going to come around. You're going to be blown away at how it comes to you. You're going to, wow, I didn't know that was coming.
Your job is just, again, focus on what you want, have high energy, put high energy out, and then let it come to you.
Yes.
And that's the way it works. Because what happens is this, you'll get a great, we've all been there, we get this great idea.
Yep.
Where we have this idea that's gonna solve all the problems of the world and make you the master of all time, space, and dimension. And you have this idea at night, and you're so excited you can't sleep. You're bouncing off the ceiling all night long. Oh, my God, this is the great idea. It's the greatest thing ever.
Right,
you wake up the next morning, and it's still this great idea. Oh, my God, I love this.
Yeah.
And then what do? Then you ask one question, and the question is, how in the world am I going to do that?
Uh-oh.
And all of a sudden... Boom, that asking that question kills the intention because all of a sudden you're like, I don't know.
Yes.
I can't do that. And the truth is, I don't think the real question is how am I going to do this? The real question that stops people is who am I to do that?
Mm.
And that goes back, Dr. Michelle, to the belief thing. Like, oh, you know what? I'm not good enough to do that. I'm not worthy. And then, bam, and then we're just dead. We're dead in the water at that point.
And I think really a nice thing that I try to help people with, too, just a little side thought here, too, is just lighten up a little bit. Have fun. Don't take yourself so damn seriously. Just enjoy.
Now watch, you're going to die at the end of this game, everybody. Lighten up. You're not getting out alive.
Laugh.
Good point.
Laugh. Enjoy it. See what comes to you. Enjoy when these things. Oh, and this is another one that's really hard for a lot of people and me.
Okay.
When stuff comes at you, roll with it.
Yeah, baby.
And then I'm talking the nasty stuff. The car accidents, the people who are really stopping something in front of us that we want to go forward with, the people who are really difficult and, you know, hammer us for more money or stop. It's so hard to just roll with it and let it happen. Just go, you know, whatever. Because we're thinking, oh my God, okay, this is another block to my ability to manifest. Just be okay about, because for some reason stuff's always going to happen, and it's the way we respond to it that's going to change the outcome.
I used to have this false belief that as a person, as I continue to evolve and to reach enlightenment, I thought that once I was enlightened, not that I don't consider myself enlightened, but once I got, you know, up to this higher level of consciousness, that bad things would stop happening in my life.
Yes.
And all of a sudden I realized, wait a minute, quote unquote bad, there's no really bad things, but these things will continue to happen, and it's not the thing that happens, it's what you said, it's how do I react to it?
Yes.
Do I react?
Exactly.
That's the key.
Oh, I agree. Let me just say a side note here, folks. Dude, Rich, you're living in Laguna Beach. You must be enlightened. And for everybody else out there who's listening around the world, it's one of the most beautiful places here in Southern California. Okay? That's all I have to say. It's just
I would say I must have done something right somewhere along the line to plop down right where I'm at. So
exactly.
Yeah, thank you.
No, you're welcome. You're very welcome. Okay, let's slip on over to step five, which is you know, the movie Yes Man, folks. You probably rented it with Jim Carrey. It's a cool concept, and this step five says be a yes to life. Can you enlighten us on that a little bit? What does that mean?
So it's pretty much what you just said. Like, things are going to happen in your life. Mm. How do you react? Mm. And my belief is just take on – it's funny because people always resist this one. Just take – and the movie, actually, as silly as that movie was,
there
was some kind of disgusting scenes
right.
actually, but it was Jim Carrey, so you got to with it.
Yeah.
But it actually had a great premise, which was basically – he was a complete no to everything.
Yes.
And he was miserable. And then he went to this ridiculous seminar, and the guy was like, just be a yes to everything. And, you know, they took it over the top, of course. But that, as a way of living, just be a yes to life. The idea is you decide what you want. The universe starts, the wheels in motion, and everything starts coming to you.
Yes.
And what do? All this stuff, opportunities come our way, and we just kind of stick up our proverbial middle finger like, nah, I don't want that. Nah, I don't want that. No, and we just like resist everything.
Exactly.
And I'm saying just be a yes. Be open to receiving. And this is, I think, what people struggle with, Dr. Michelle, because we don't feel worthy. And the stuff comes to us, and we just say no. And I'm saying be a yes to everything in your life.
I totally agree. And I don't even know, I agree with that. It's, we don't feel worthy. But also, sometimes, we just are lazy. We just feel like, oh, I'm not feeling that today. I don't think I want to go to this, meeting, or I don't want to go to this luncheon, or I don't want to go to this, I'm just not feeling. I don't want to. And it's like, wow, you know what? You never know how the universe is going to give you what you want. You may have someone come up to you in that meeting that you're feeling, you have low energy about today. But if you get your butt out over there, somebody may come up to you that's going to go, here, how about doing this in your life? And you're going, oh,
bingo.
God, there it is. You know?
Bingo. Yeah. You nailed it. So in the book, I talk about a game that a lot of my friends play called the Perfect Game.
Okay, cool.
And the Perfect Game is very simple. Mm-hmm. And it's basically what you just said. There's three steps. Number one, whatever somebody suggests you do, go do it. Like, hey, come to this meeting with me tomorrow night.
Yeah.
And your brain goes, no, I don't want to do that.
Yeah,
say
really.
Yes.
I want to kick back.
Okay, so whatever
and
suggested, you do it.
Right.
Whatever somebody offers you, step two is whatever somebody offers you, you take it.
Right.
Hey, I got tickets to this concert tonight. You want to go? Nah.
Right.
No, wait a minute. I'm a yes. Yes, you go. And all of a sudden you meet the love of your life who's sitting next to you or whatever.
There you go.
And then
there
the third step, which is the key, is whatever happens, you declare it to be perfect.
Oh, that's so hard. Oh.
Get a flat, stuck in traffic?
Yep.
Perfect. Flat tire? I need the exercise. I'll walk.
Oh.
Boyfriend dumps you? Perfect. I'll go use these steps and find a better one. Whatever. You know what I mean?
Oh,
declare everything in your life to be perfect. That's another little jewel, I think. If you just take that away from this conversation, play that perfect game for the next week and just watch the shift that occurs.
Oh, that's amazing. That is, no, it really is. Perfect. Okay, I just got in a car accident. I'm safe. Perfect.
Perfect.
I have insurance, but oh my God, it was my fault. Perfect.
I told you, I think I left you a message a couple days ago. I threw my back out.
No!
I was acting like a wacko in the ocean when we had some nice waves not that long ago, and I threw my back out, and I haven't been able to exercise. My morning routine in the past week has been non-existent.
Oh.
And instead of being like, oh, man, I can't run, I can't do this, I can't even meditate, I can barely sit, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I declared perfect. Like, you know what? This is great. And it made me so grateful for the 99% of the time that I'm totally healthy and can go out and run and do all the things that I do.
Yeah.
So I just took, I just put a spin on it.
Oh, that's awesome. No, that's cool. So how are you feeling today? A little better? It's all getting better.
Oh, I feel great.
Cool. See? Oh, see, guys. Now let's move on to step six. And this is, it's more of, it's not so much like a step, but it's more of an act of receiving or allowing. So maybe you can share with folks what that last step entails.
So step six is allowing your intention to manifest. And again, there's nothing you do here. This is just an act of receiving. And the truth is this.
Yep.
You could do the first five steps perfectly. If you don't get step six, you're not going to manifest and have the life that you want at the level that you can. And it kind of goes back to that feeling worthy thing. You got to be open to receiving, to allowing, giving up the control, let go a little bit. and just allow it in. Allow it in. And we kind of covered it really, you know, when we talked about belief and resistance and worthiness.
Yeah.
And that's really what it's all about. It's just, you got to get just how powerful you really are, and that you have the power of the universe. I mean, you were born out of this universe. You are it. And you have the power, and it's accepting that and allowing. It's really the art of allowing.
Such a biggie. And again, like you said, your manifestation may not look like you thought it would, but you'll always get the essence of it. And be open to it or whatever. Just roll with it and know that it's all perfect. It's all good. It's there for you. And if you keep in that lack of resistance kind of thought place, more will just be good and more will come in to getting what you really want. Whatever it is.
Totally.
Yeah. So what's really cool, folks, so we've gone through the six steps of living the law of attraction. By the way, if you just turned into latalkradio.com with Dr. Michelle, that's me, your friendly psychologist. I'm talking with Rich Gurman. He is the author of Living the Law of Attraction. And, of course, I want to also give credit to Robin. It's Hook is her last name, H-O-C-H. So if people are...
Actually, Hawk.
Okay. I'm so sorry. If people are... online, or if they are going to Amazon or whatever they're trying to do to find the book, and as a matter of fact, it's a perfect time. Let me ask you, how can people get in touch with you, and where can people get the book from?
Oh, thank you.
Sure.
So the best place is to go to my website. Mm-hmm. Everything's on there. So it's www.richgurman. It's spelled like German, but it's pronounced German.
Uh-huh.
And I want to thank you. You pronounced it correctly. Most people don't.
Thank you, sir.
So it's RichGerman, richgerman.com.
Cool.
You can buy the book right there. Also, we have a whole bunch of free stuff on there. In fact, if you look on the left side of the main page, I do a lot of free teleseminars, and there is one, if you like what we're talking about here, this is a little bit of an abbreviated version. There's a past free teleseminar that I offer called The Art of Attraction, where I go into an hour-long conversation on these six steps. So if you like this is a good start. You can check that out.
Cool.
And go on the site. There's a bunch of free stuff we give away. I mentioned the meditations earlier. You can check that out also. So a lot of freebies on there.
Oh, that's fun. That's really neat, too. Well, we're kind of running out of time, Rich, but I thank you so much for being my special guest today.
You're very welcome.
Oh, it's awesome. You know, just listening to your voice, you know, I'm feeling a little like up here. I feel like I've had about three cups of coffee just talking to you. I'm like on a buzz here. I'm feeling good. So
I love it.
So, folks,
step one, baby, you got it.
That's it.
Thank you. I know you
got
to run this.
I just want to
thank you for having me, and I hope people enjoyed what we talked about today.
Oh, I'm sure they did. It was awesome. Thank you so much for being my guest. Again, folks, author Rich Gurman and Robin Hotch. And it's Living the Law of Attraction, real stories of people manifesting health, wealth, and happiness. We didn't quite get into some of the other stories here of the folks, but I mean, there's so many different things about people who have had successes by living these particular steps in the Law of Attraction. So check it out. And those stories will inspire you. You know, Rich gets you jump started with how to live the principles, and then you read the stories about people who actually did. And, you know, like I said, what's really cool, Rich, is in some way people will be going, oh, wow, I identify with that person because they've got pain or physical issues, or I identify because I don't have any money. But they, you know, they'll really connect with a lot of these different stories, I think. So,
bingo.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Oh, you got it, Rich. Have a wonderful day. We'll be in touch.
You
and
too.
Thank you so much for calling into LA Talk Radio.
Would love to come back anytime.
Good.
Thank you.
Good deal. You got it. Take good care now.
Bye-bye.
Bye. All right. Rich Gurman. Great author. Great interview. And also, this is Dr. Michelle. Wow, we are scooting out of time really fast today. How time flies when you're having fun. See, that's the way it works. All right. This is Dr. Michelle, your friendly psychologist. You can stay on the couch if you'd like. It's all good. Nice to always have you here on latalkradio.com. You can find me, by the way, on my website, DrMichelleTherapy.com, Dr. Michelle with two L's, therapy.com. Or, of course, you can write me at docmichelle@aol.com. Love to hear your comments about today's show. Share your success stories, too, about things that you've kind of created in your life or things that you've really screwed up. Maybe we can help you out next week. Download all the shows. They're helpful. Love to hear from you. Have a great day, and like I always say, do take care of yourself first.
Got you on my mind. again tonight. Seeing flashing rays of colored light. Come back here so I can get your name. Dancing alone just like I knew.